T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's what they call bars, Mark Willard.
Okay.
Bars.
First of all, I take major offense to you feeling like you needed to guide me into this conversation. That's gross. Second of all, that's already the second time I've experienced those bars this morning. What do you think I was listening to on my 1 hour and 11 minute drive to Santa Clara today?
Yeah.
What do you think I was doing?
I thought you were ready. Listening to Creedence Clearwater.
It's offensive. It's game day, so I'm going to pass it. Everybody's coming in a little
better.
A white guy did it
instead of a black dude. That's a white guy.
I mean, that was white on white crime. I'm a little confused by the David Bakhtiari reference. Yeah. Not sure. I know he needed to rhyme, but David Bakhtiari, is he a Ram now?
Green Bay Packer. Yeah. He's a Sarah High School guy.
Oh, he's from Sarah High School.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter. If you can rhyme Bakhtiari, you do in life. No. I was already in the space. I was just driving around last night, and I heard Pete Rock and CL Smooth come on, and I was like, oh, that's all it takes. That little horn right at the beginning, that's all I need. So I was already in the mood coming in this morning.
I like it. I like it. How are you guys feeling, man? Because San Francisco, the alter ego, just asked you to butcher, just worried all day, scared, and that's not the butcher I'm used to.
Yeah, but you broke him. You got Joe Shasky back. You got butcher boy back, and I was listening at about 7:15, and he's like, you know what, Bonte, I'm thinking about changing my handle. I'm thinking about going to Joe Shasky III. And, you know, you shook him, you broke him. Butcher Boy's back. All Caps Radio is back. You guys are crushing it. And you know what, Bonte, I got in the car at about, God, oh, dark 30. I don't even know. This newborn's got me all twisted. I don't even know what day it is anymore. All I know is, dude, I'm elbows deep in diaper. There was a blowout yesterday. It had nothing to do with the NFL. Oh. I'll leave that at that. Shout out to Diaper with you, Liz. But the fact that you got Butcher Boy back, you got All Caps Radio back, I'm fired up for this Monday night game.
Maybe my biggest accomplishment in life is getting Butcher back and getting rid of San Francisco.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the guy was shook up. He was all red. Doesn't know what to expect. I'm like, wait a minute. We're going down to Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun.
Nice.
Joe Buck. Troy Aikman. Thank you, Diz. It's been a while since I got a 4. I needed that. I was desperate for that.
Do we tally up the score on all of these points?
Are we doing like blackjack?
Do you try to go for 21?
It's like grade point average. No, it's like grade point average where, you know, Guru's like a, he's like, I love Goo, but he's like a C student. He's like a 2.42. But, you know, you got to average all your references because Marky Mark, my partner here, very rarely will he go for one, but he gets a lot of threes, fours, and fives.
Wow, he's efficient.
Wow. Yeah, Guru's a volume. He's a volume shooter.
Yeah, C's get degrees, Dibs. That's the school we come from.
Yeah, I went to college for 13 years. You don't have to tell me that.
Dan Van Wilder Dibley.
So paint the scene for me. I'm looking at you two beautifully on the Zoom. On YouTube, you obviously are seeing the changeover right now. I see a Harris Ranch beef sign. I see 95.7 the game. I'm assuming 2 laptops I'm looking at. And you guys are at the Hilton. Paint the scene for me right now. I'm sure there's Tim Jordan and Kyle Mattson both smiling and looking right at you.
Yep. And then most recently, I ran been into look in the bathroom. Oh. And I'm like, I'm not going to look because that's gross. Oh. So he's here too.
Kramer would have looked.
Right. Like we got the sort of like the vibe of like, you know, something's about to happen. There's tailgate stuff everywhere at the Hilton, and they have been wonderful hosts. But yeah, they're already like, you can see the people who've gotten up early to get the jerseys on. And like, we're looking out the window. Levi Stadium is right out the window. So it's you can feel it down here already. And it's funny, by the way, that Dibs came out nodding his head with what you were saying, Bonte, because I have a feeling I'm going to play your role on today's show. I know you're nodding, but I guarantee you, you are the lesser in terms of confidence in this football game. You're going to be the lesser.
So why are you confident
today?
Why are you confident, Mark? You're always confident. They're always confident.
Well, no.
Jimmy.
I mean, he is a handsome man. Oh, so
gorgeous.
Here's the thing, for two reasons. And I told you this last week.
Okay.
One of them is, this is just the way the story goes.
Oh.
It's just that, like, if I look at the arc of the way that this
whole thing goes,
it is. This feels like the way the story goes. But I'm also going to put aside, like, I know we go the NFC title game, more important than all the other games, but let's not act like Kyle Shanahan has not had the upper hand in this head-to-head matchup most of the time. So why would that not continue?
But how can we look at the Jared Goff years and try to extrapolate that for what we're seeing now? Like,
doesn't we can look
matter?
At the Matt Stafford year and see the exact same thing.
That would be an extrapolation sensation.
Like, if you want to go D-lines versus quarterbacks, you're all right. The one that we focus on is a problem for the 49ers as well, but why would we act like it's not for the Rams tonight? Matt Stafford, this matchup for Matt Stafford is terrible. It's terrible. Absolutely god awful.
Well, the reason why I have confidence in Stafford, and I don't pretend to like he's on the Mahomes level, but the reason why I have confidence in him is because I saw him in the fourth quarter after, yes, throwing a ball right into Jaquaski Tartt's shoulders, then lead the team on a drive all the way down and rip the heart out of the 49ers. Like, I saw him do it on the biggest stage and did it again in the Super Bowl with a no-look pass. So I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. And I think me being a hater on that, I'm just assessing what I'm watching, I guess, is what I'm going at.
Yeah, and my concern, and Mark is right, I'm more in the concern camp. I'm not quite San Fran Shasky level. I mean, I don't know what my own moniker would be.
We got Stunner Stage on right now, dude.
Yeah, these are my Dan.
You know, we got these at the Warriors Parade, and you played the guru speech earlier, which had me fired up. I was getting a little egg bagel down the street here.
Oh, nice.
You played that, and I was just so fired up. I'm like, you know what? I got my Zennies. I'm going to put my Zenny shades on, my Stunner Shades, and hope for the best. But I'm just so concerned about this run game. Jeff Wilson Jr. and who else after that? I mean, are we going back to Tevin Campbell? Tevin Coleman, Tevin Campbell. Can we talk? Shout out 90s R&B.
Can we talk?
Thank you. You guys talked about Brunskill at center and, you know, the offensive line, major issues. I'm just really concerned. Although one thing that I'm going to ride on in terms of what Bonte said, and I'm going to put this out on my BetQL. Guru and I are doing a BetQL chat tonight.
Oh, cool.
Live.
Very cool.
I'm going to bet the prop, Niners defensive touchdown prop. I think Bonte's right about that. But this one feels like a 17-16 slugfest all over again.
Well, they're calling him Dan Drippy. Dan Drippy Dibs.
Okay.
I like that.
There we go.
According to YouTube, I'm not mad at that.
Wow, a little chat. Forget the Manning cast. I want the Dibley Guru cast.
Right, the BetQL chat. But you guys are all on the under, though. 42.5, the under, and the Niners only a 1.5 favorite at home. Usually the home team gets a guaranteed 3 points.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
I'm not on the under. I'm not on the under
what are you
in this
on?
Game at all.
He's on the Jimmy G. He's on the Jimmy
train. If I'm not on the under, Shasky, then what would I be on? If I'm not on the under, what would I be on?
So you got the Niners score some points, then, huh?
Drugs is the answer. No. I think what we do in the NFL is we look at last week. And then and this isn't just Niners. We look at last week and we go, that's what we're seeing. And that's never what we're seeing.
You did that last week with Denver, Mark.
but we do it every week. And that's not true because we had seen Denver more than once. But the 49ers that you watch Sunday night, that's not the 49ers that you're going to get tonight. You don't think that, do you?
Play any worse.
Yeah, they scored 10 points in two games, Mark, so I don't know. I hope we see something different than the norm. I think it's a 2010 game. They get a defensive touchdown. They get one offensive drive. They get a couple field goals based off some Rams turnovers. I don't have any confidence in this offense right now. No Trent Williams. We don't know who's running the ball outside of Jeff Wilson Jr. Debo's been a running back. I need to see him play wide receiver. Where's George Kittle at? We're not talking about his injury in the groin. Where is he at percentage-wise? I don't know what we're getting from this offense. I know where we're getting from the defense.
Well, no, actually, and think about what you're saying. You're saying one offensive drive, two Robbie Golds, and a defensive touchdown. And,
there we go.
That's going to be enough? 20-10?
I think so.
That scares me, Vontae.
The Rams' offensive line is beat up. Stafford has 5 picks already on the season. It's a divisional game. They're always tighter. They're always different.
Guarding
Cooper
Kupp?
That is scary, though, Dibs. You're right. This is why you pay for Mooney Ward,
though. No, I know, but Cooper Kupp's so good. Like, even if you hold him down, he's still going to get you 75, 80 yards.
Yeah,
like,
that's no big deal, though. Yeah, he can get 75, 80 yards. I don't think that's going to be a killer. Look, I sat back, and Dibs helped me with this last week, and I almost was going to have to show up and wring his neck today because Survivor Pool, I had the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my gosh.
When the game went to overtime, when the game went to overtime and somebody like that was representing Zappos.com was starting as quarterback for the Patriots, the game goes to overtime, and I just sat back with a sheepish grin and went, why do we even try to act like we can predict like this is absurd. Absolutely absurd. Therefore, in fact, I think a record was set only the second time in maybe in the last decade or two, every NFL game at one point in the fourth quarter yesterday was a one-score game.
Oh,
which is crazy.
Every single NFL game. So to act like last week means this week, this matchup means that, look, it's probably going to be nip and tuck, and I think you're going to see some differences in both of these teams that we haven't seen through the first 3 weeks, and I think you will see a heck of a lot more success on offense than we're expecting maybe from either of these teams.
Mark, speaking of Survivor Pools.
Yeah, bud.
I was in 4 Survivor Pools this year. 4.
You said it past tense.
I'm a survivor. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I took the Browns to get suggestions, 3 of them.
Yep.
All right? Browns were up 30-17 with 1:55 left.
Yep.
They lost. This week, I was taking Green Bay. And at 9:50, I decided, you know what? I'm going to save the Green Bay Packers. I got arrogant and cocky and said, I'm taking the Steelers over the Jets. There's no way the Jets are going to burn me twice. And the Steelers were up 20-10 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I fist pumped the hand and said, all right, babe, let's get to the Giants game. Let's roll.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, that's how that story ended.
My man, yeah. One thing we learned yesterday, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be quarterbacks if their last name is Pickett. Because my God, that was everyone's like, oh, he comes in, he runs for 2 touchdowns.
He threw a pick on his first throw.
That was a disgusting you can't throw it pick. Also, that was a gross loss by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, Survivor Pools, man, are they're drunk.
And
they're
shout out drunk. Former Niner assistant, which have left Kyle Shanahan completely bereft of adults in the room. Bobby Saleh, 2-2.
I know.
Miami, 3-1, despite, you know, driving Tua into head trauma.
Bobby Turner's back.
Bobby's got him playing. He's
Bobby
got no
Turner's
talent.
Bobby Turner's back, Mark Willard and Dibs.
Bobby's got him playing with the Jets. There's no talent, but man.
The adult is back, fellas. Bobby Turner's back. The adult in the room is back.
Oh, yeah. So now they're going to run the ball 47 times for 212. You know, forget the O-line issues and forget the fact that you have a glorified special teamer as your lead back and you've got nothing but rookies. And are we going to get Marlon Mack tonight? Over under on Marlon Mack carries tonight.
Is he going to be suited up?
It's probably going to be active, right?
It's him or Coleman, right?
I don't know. It sounded like they were starting to trend toward wanting Tevin Coleman.
Oh, my God.
You know?
RB3.
So he come in and get one tote. You can give me one tote in the fourth quarter.
Maybe we only get two Jimmy O no throws tonight. Maybe we only get two.
Yeah. Boy.
How are they going to stop Aaron Donald, guys?
You know what, though? We ask that every time.
They've neutralized him for the most part.
And for the most part, you're right, Bonte. They've actually had pretty good success when you compare them at least to the rest of the league. You know, they're going to do what they always do. Neutralize Aaron Donald. Get the ball the hell out of Jimmy's hands. That's what they're going to do.
Right.
With that said, we're going to let you guys do your thing. Willard and Dibs live from the Hilton Hotel in Santa Clara, followed by Steiny and Goo, and then Damon and Rattle all day long. We'll stop by and say hi if you guys are still down there. Chaska and I will be down there around 3 o'clock. We'll be down there around 3 o'clock. Maybe we'll shake San Francisco. We'll get the real butcher to attend Monday Night Football between the Niners and Rams. Have a good show, fellas.
Thanks, boys. Come on down. We'll see you soon.
All right, buddies.
You got to go out there and be tough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.